Put down your cigarettes and lose that bad odor and ash. Vapor Mania will customize a new e-cig system today for 9.6% off. Vapor-mania.com or Vapor Mania at 2465 North Main, Sunset, Utah.
As we continue the series, bands you ought to know that are coming to the Vans Warped Tour this year, I've got on the phone with me right now Colton from Pacific Dub, and you guys are going to be playing the Warped Tour this year, June 29th, over at the Utah State Fairgrounds. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah, you bet. Are you old enough to be called a sir? I don't know that much about you, Colton.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know if that would be proper or not, but I'm 22. All the guys in the band are 22 and 23.
All old high school friends? Not. High school friends, or what's the story?
Bryce and I, the guitarist, we are friends from a long time ago. And
what does that mean? That's vague.
What's that?
I say that's vague. What does friends from a long time ago mean?
I mean, it's such a weird story to get into. We met camping at the beach in Santa Barbara County, and that kind of led us to me kind of being brought down to Orange County from the Santa Barbara area, and I met some of the guys, and we recorded Dreaming. Bryce and I recorded Dreaming together, which was our first song we ever put out, and kind of like we're like, dude, we gotta get a band going and play some shows, because I mean, people were liking it, I guess, a little bit.
I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, so you're camping on the beach in Santa Barbara County, and it's like, hey, dude, what's up? Hey, you're cool. I'm going to move to Orange County. Hey, do you want to start a rock band? Okay.
We didn't even think very much of each other, really. It was kind of our parents. Our families became very close. Our families, like about 8 years ago, became very, very close, and it ended up being like a huge blessing in both of our lives. And I mean, we played music together every chance we could get, every time. I mean, before I could ever drive and he could ever drive, we were taking the train back and forth, saving up whatever money we could. And we would play music, and we paid some guy and recorded a song in his house.
Okay.
And
it's still super vague, though. So how do your parents know each other?
We camped next to each other, you know. My mom, his dad, they started talking, and then they're spouses got to talking, and all the four of them were kind of just like, you know, friends. And my sister and his sister got together, and they were friends, and it was just natural. Like, both of us played guitar. It was like a very natural progression from next door neighbors at a campsite to like the end of the week of we were camping. Their family came to my house for the Saturday and Sunday at the end of the camping week, and they stayed the night, and like some of the most random happenstance, but ended up being good.
That is the strangest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, and now I live in Huntington Beach, and we write music and tour together. So
yeah, no, that's the most normal part of that whole story.
It's good. No, what's even weirder is how Bryce and Ryan met. Bryce and Ryan, our bassist, they almost got in a fight because Bryce's friend and Ryan's girlfriend at the time were hooking up behind Ryan's back, and I don't really know how that escalated into him being part of our band and us being golf brothers, but from what I understand, they didn't really like each other in the beginning either.
Do you want to fight? No. Do you want to play some music? Okay, fine.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah, exactly. let's sample a little bit of your music right now for people that have never heard the music of Pacific Dub. I want to play a little bit of Tightrope, so let's roll a little bit of that for people to check it out, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Okay?
Cool.
All right, so that's Tightrope. Let's talk about it a little bit. What was the story behind that song? How did it come together?
Tightrope is the title track to our June 2012 CD release, which was our full-length record, and it's kind of it's the most proud material like we have as a band right now. We're the most proud of that because, I mean, obviously it's most recent. We worked our hardest on that. Tightrope is basically like kind of like a tribute to, I mean, from our eyes, it's the story of, like, you know, being on the road and touring and having to do the same thing in and out and every day, and then realizing, like, it's such a beautiful and, like, blessed life that we live. And it kind of pays a tribute to anybody who you know, you're working your grind every day and sometimes can tend to forget that in reality we have a pretty good life that we're living.
Is it pretty hard for you doing the tour stuff?
No, man. I mean, like, in reality, like, we are I think that's why we get together so well and are able to write music and tour and stuff is because we love it. We haven't found a reason to hate it yet. You know, it's not like you're twisting our arms and making us sit in a classroom or an office. No offense if you do that.
Thanks a lot.
90% of Americans. But for some reason, like, we just love the tour and we love to write music. And it's actually a blessing, man. You know, I would never got to see, like, Salt Lake City. If we weren't touring, and it's a rad city, and we have some of our greatest show memories in that city playing for some awesome crowds. So
you guys have been here before. What were the shows like?
I mean, they're rad. We played, there's Club Sound. Is that it?
We have a Club Sound.
It has the double rooms. We played the small room over there and the big room with the Dirty Heads and Iration and just like a few people. Like, Salt Lake City always rages for us. We have a great, like, fan following, I guess you could say, out there. We just have a really good time every time we go there, and you could attribute that to some of the bands we've been there with and just the people being, like, pretty into the scene, and the reggae rock scene hasn't really spread to a lot of places in the more Midwest or, like, the middle of the United States, but Salt Lake City's definitely plugged in and digging it.
What was the process for you guys finding out you're going to be doing Warped Tour?
Our manager actually had some connections through working on last year's Warped Tour, and, I mean, from what I understand, he plugged the idea to Kevin, and I mean, Kevin seems to be a pretty awesome guy, and he gives a lot of up-and-coming bands some opportunities, and we got just like a portion, the western portion, and we jump off right before they go to Canada, but we were told of the possible workings of a tour and us going on Warped Tour, and pretty much all flipped out because that's a pretty prestigious, you know, name and a big thing to be a part of.
Yeah, from what I understand, though, in talking to a lot of these bands, though, a lot of hard, grueling work because it's day after a long drive day, everything like that.
We've heard, we just got off a tour with a band called The Expendables, and they're pretty, like, they're kind of some Warped Tour veterans, and yeah, every horror story you could possibly hear, everything that we were supposed to expect or not expect, or, you know, I mean, it's going to be a good experience for us, and it's kind of like, I don't know, I just think it's going to be fun no matter what. We're going to have to sleep in the van a lot. We're going to have to, you know, do that whole deal, but luckily, or unluckily, however you look at it, we're only doing like 2.5 weeks, so we are, you know, kind of like getting introduced to it in a decent fashion and not just kind of getting thrown into the whole thing. You know, 2.5 months later, we're like, what the hell is that, you know?
Yeah. What did we do? let's sample a little bit, another song, a little bit more music. This is Best of All Time. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we'll sample a little bit of this and we'll come back. All right. So Best of All Time. What's the story on that one?
That is just your good old-fashioned upbeat, having a good time. Like, I don't know. We like to party song. That's the weekend, and you're getting ready to go do your shenanigans.
Is that your closer? You like to close out with Best of All Time?
Not. I mean, like, usually we close out with some more like of the rock stuff. But that's kind of like our. That's like our upbeat, you know, not really the slow part of the set, but we're trying to make everybody move and dance a little bit.
Is that your favorite part, getting the audience up and rolling, or what's the thing that gets you for doing the live shows? You like the mellow part, the fast part? What part?
I like it all. I like the dynamics. I like seeing people's reactions to things. I like, you know, if we put together a set in a way and we're thinking like, oh, you know, we're going to bring it down and mellow out here, and then we're going to try and bring it back up, and then we're going to play some rock. You know, if we think it's going a certain way, and then we play it live, and it actually ends up, you know, working that way or whatever, it's cool. It's cool to see that, like, the connection that we can have, you know, and the crowd. Like, we do a lot of our sets. We will plan a set for a tour, and and kind of like we have an idea of what we want to do, but if it doesn't translate well to the audience, we definitely will switch it around, and we just try and make the best connection that we can. And that's my favorite part, is like I love just like connecting with the fans and like having that energy. It's like it makes it really easy to play a show. They go by really fast when you have a good connection, you know.
I would think with 22-year-olds and 23-year-olds, it's just pretty much a party no matter what you guys are doing. Am I right?
Yeah. We like to have fun. It's a lot of fun. We don't take it too seriously on stage. I mean, we take just the music seriously. We practice all day whenever we can, and whenever we're all together, we're just jamming the whole time, and we work really hard at it. But yeah, it's the shows. That's what they're meant to be. You know, people came to party, people came to have a good time, and if we're having a good time, I think sometimes that translates over.
Is there one guy who's the, come on, guys, we need to take this more serious guy?
Yeah, probably me.
Is it?
No, we don't have too much of a problem with that. We have a very good balance of like work and play also, I guess you could say. Like we have the guys who like to have a good, everybody likes to have a good time, and everybody likes to work. It's such a cliche answer to say, but like we do have an idea of what we need to do and how we want to do our music to get it into the right ears and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, follow it up with, and everyone pulls their own weight, and we love each other so much, and the music.
And we never get into any fights or anything, ever.
And we're like best friends. It's seriously like best friends playing a show.
Yeah, Disney's going to sign us next year. it's a good time. It's a good time. There's everybody out there. Moments, and we all live together also for the most part, so sometimes it gets to be 24 hours a day touring and working and living together. We get on each other sometimes, but it's a brotherly thing, you know.
When you're not doing
you do it.
When you're not doing music, when you're not recording music or out on tour, what do you love to do?
Play music? No, just kidding. The whole band enjoys
I'm talking about you.
Oh, me?
I don't care about the rest of them. They couldn't be bothered to talk to me. You, Colton, what do you like to do when you're not doing music stuff?
I like to see my friends and my family and go to the beach and hang out and drink and, you know, smoke a little bit of that good stuff.
I know the good stuff. I am aware of what you might be hinting towards.
I don't know if I can talk about it on the radio in Salt Lake City, so I don't want to...
No, you're fine. You're fine. We're surrounded by Colorado and Washington, where it's perfectly legal.
That is true.
Assuming
you guys
that's...
next.
Yeah, we're next, I'm sure. Yeah, Utah's next.
That's rad.
Tell people where they can find you guys or follow you guys or social media you guys, all that stuff.
We're on Twitter. We're on
What's the Instagram. Hashtag? What's the hashtag?
What's that?
What's your hashtag on Twitter?
Just Pacific Dub.
So at Pacific Dub, and then Instagram
yes,
the same?
Yeah, Instagram is at Pacific Dub as well. And, we have Facebook, Pacific Dub, facebook.com/Pacific Dub. We have a Vine, if you guys are into that.
Okay.
Most of the social media networks you could find us on, and it's pretty much always going to be at Pacific Dub.
What's your website?
It's www.pacificdub.com.
See how I led you into that?
Yes, sir. You've done this before.
Yeah, we'll get you out at the Warped Tour June 29th at the Utah State Fairgrounds. Tickets are available at SmithTix. You can find more information on the concert page at x96.com. Colton, my friend, we'll see you in Salt Lake, all right?
Thank you so very much. I'm stoked to see you guys there.